Are there any visitors here tonight? Anybody? Welcome. And I'm a visitor too. Okay. I don't know who you are. You don't know who I am. But some of these do, because somebody came to confession tonight. I'm not going to tell you what they said. Except she said, "Thank you, Father Boyer." And I thought, how do you know who I am? And then she said, "Rosemary told me." Everybody knows who Rosemary is. Thank you for being here, Rosemary. I am Father Boyer. It's kind of good to be back. Somebody said to me, "How's retirement?" I said, "I don't know. I'm recycled. I'm not retired." Okay. My experience of retirement thus far has been, after almost 3 years, is that the best thing about it is, as a priest, no complaints. What I now say is, if somebody comes up and complains, is, "You should talk to the pastor about that." And it's not me. You know, at some point in time, and for some reason completely unknown to me, this fragment of Luke's gospel has been twisted and distorted to suggest that sitting around at the feet of Jesus is better than feeding Jesus. If that were really the purpose of telling this story, let's be honest, Jesus would have left that house looking for something to eat elsewhere. I've always believed that he went there because Martha was a good cook. And that ancient Jewish tradition of hospitality would always be extended to him and to maybe his 12 companions. Can you imagine showing up with 12 friends at someone's house? It is no wonder that she was in the kitchen frantic for help. It doesn't tell us that he didn't bring the 12, but you know, maybe he did. At any rate, Martha's anxious. This little piece of Luke's gospel is focused not so much on Martha and Mary, but upon something that affects us all from time to time and will always lead us away from Jesus Christ. What Jesus addresses is anxiety and worry. This is what concerns him when he sees it in someone he loves. Worry and anxiety are what keeps Martha from realizing who is present in her home and what peace and tranquility, confidence and hope are found in his presence and from listening to his word. Anxiety, worry. Maybe she's worried about getting the dinner to the table on time. Maybe she's worried about what someone would think if everything isn't perfect in every way. Maybe she's worried that there isn't going to be enough. Maybe she's anxious over her appearance or the condition of the house and how things look with someone sitting around doing nothing and not helping. Who knows what else she might be worried about, or what may be causing her anxiety, which is really what anxiety is. It's a fear of nothing. The thought struck me recently, maybe she was worried about Lazarus and where he was, because he did live in that house and he's not there. But whatever it is, she's worried and she's anxious, and that's not a good thing. Whatever it is, Jesus said to her, "No worry, no anxiety. These are not good for us. And they're certainly not good when brought into a relationship with one's brother or sister." Look at the possibility of what worry and anxiety might do to the relationship between these two women, these sisters. They could easily end up in a big fight that would be terrible between sisters. People who live in the presence of Jesus Christ, people who know who is with them and who has been welcomed into their lives, are not people anxious and worried. These are people who live in peace, with the knowledge and the confidence of people who know that God is with them. Fear does not rule their lives. Fear does not keep them from peace of mind and heart. Worry does not keep them from the joy of celebrating and feasting on the presence of God in Jesus Christ. They know that God will provide what is needed if they use their gifts with peaceful, steady perseverance. The one who came to lift our burdens speaks again to anyone who might feel burdened in this life. He asks one thing: pay attention to who is present. Remember who is with us when we're awake, when we're asleep, when we're at work, or when we're at play. A simple and a single heart are what matters. A life that's without anxiety and worry is the consequence of living in the presence of Jesus Christ. So whenever we become anxious or worried about anything at all, we are not going to have time to celebrate the presence of the one who loves, who heals, and who saves. Choose the better part. Set aside anxiety and worry, because in the end, all will be well. Let us pray.